Hi, I'm Neil, the host of the Good News Podcast. This is your source for good news, fun stories, and sonic joy. All of this goodness is coming to you from beautiful Chicago, Illinois. Today's good news comes to us from the interstellar medium, the hazy, gaseous, almost completely empty space between stars, where the Voyager 1 spacecraft has recently resumed communication with Earth after a scary 5-month break in communication. Voyager 1 and Voyager 2 are so interesting to me, and I know we've covered them before on the Good News Podcast. They were launched in 1977 and have been providing priceless scientific data to astronomers here on Earth since they launched. I know that previously we've talked about the golden records that are on both of these spacecraft. I think that is basically evergreen human good news forever. And in the past, Voyager 2 has actually had issues where it had trouble communicating with Earth. But today we're talking about Voyager 1. Voyager 1 is 15 billion miles from Earth, and about 5 months ago, it started sending back straight up gobbledygook to Earth. So for the past few months, engineers at NASA and the Jet Propulsion Laboratory have been trying to figure out how to fix a spacecraft from the 1970s, 15 billion miles away, where all the documentation is still printed out in workbooks. It's not digitized for the most part. I don't claim to understand exactly what happened, but from what I can read in Wired and Ars Technica and from the NASA website, the thinking is that either just age or a tiny bit of solar radiation damaged one of the memory chips. The plan was to move the damaged code from that memory chip to different pieces of memory in the Voyager computer, which is a super tricky thing to do, and reroute all the commands. It sounds like a very hard and very smart person thing to do. But just recently, they sent the command out, which takes 22.5 hours to reach the spacecraft at the speed of light. And then the team waited 22.5 hours to see if they got usable data back. And I'm delighted to report that the first phase of the repair seems to have worked super well. Linda Spilker is a project scientist who works on the Voyager spacecraft program, and she is quoted in Ars Technica as saying, "In the minutes leading up to when we were going to see a signal, you could have heard a pin drop in the room." Spilker again, "When the time came to get the signal, we could clearly see all of a sudden, boom, we had data. And there were tears and smiles and high fives. Everyone was very happy and very excited to see that, hey, we're back in communication again with Voyager 1. We're going to see the status of the spacecraft, the health of the spacecraft, for the first time in 5 months." Super cool, and those nearly 45 hours of waiting must have been brutal. I'm glad it worked. It seems like there's still a little bit more code modification to do, but they know the process works. And Voyager 1 and Voyager 2, the first man-made objects in the interstellar medium, can keep on sending us totally novel, brand new science to help us better understand our place in the universe. That's the good news I have for you today. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks for listening. If you've got good news or an idea for the show, amazing. Send an email to hello@thegoodnewspodcast.fm. While you're at it, follow us on Twitter, @thegoodnewspod. If you love the show, think about supporting our Patreon or reviewing us wherever you're getting this podcast from. Both are great. The music you hear on the show is from Poddington Bear. Have a great day.